Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 85. Today is Saturday, September 16th, 2017. I'm your host, Lita. And over there with the tech hand stuff thing, there's Stone.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Excellent.
I have stuff to say, but this guy that's with us is, it's 2 a.m. for him. So. Yes.
Yeah.
let's go do it.
Let's do it. Exactly. Because, you know, we all are fans of this game. And the fact that we have Masadi today, who's come to join us. It's 2 a.m. in the morning, people. This is crazy. Hey, Masadi, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming in and having a chat for us. And we really, really appreciate you getting up at crazy kinds of mornings, or is this normal for you?
It's normal because I have a newborn and I have to change him.
Oh, congrats. I totally understand that. Yeah.
I think a lot of us feel your pain on that one. Yeah. Stir wants to know what chair you got. That looks like a pretty rockin' looking comfy chair. What's that one that's sitting in?
This is a DX Racer.
DX Racer. Nice. Oh, looks very comfy. There you go, Stir. Nice. Nice.
I saw it in all many videos from streamers, and I looked it up on the internet, and it seems to be some kind of
comfy.
Good chair.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it does make a difference when you...
It comes in different sizes. So this is a king size because I'm quite big. So
yeah. Nice.
I had a colleague from work coming and he didn't reach the floor with his feet.
Oh, that's hilarious. Nice. Oh, awesome. Well, thank you again for coming and having a chat. So let's have a talk to you, and we fully will understand. If in case you do need to go early, please let us know. It's completely fine, but for you to stay. So so let's talk about you and find out a bit about you. So for those people that don't know, so Masadi is Bikini Babe. So Bikini Babe was our what? Stone. Our how many iron?
Oh man.
Naked, yeah?
Yes.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so no gear. It was Hunter?
Hunter, only the bow. Yeah.
The bow, so no pet. So,
number 19.
Number 19. So, we'll get into that because that was quite a amazing achievement, so we want to know about that. But first off, tell us a little bit about you. So who's Masadi? How long have you been playing WoW?
I'm from Romania. I've been playing WoW since around October 2008. Mm-hmm. Roughly 1 month, I think, before Wrath of the Lich King. Mm-hmm. I got to level 70 after the Lich King was released, so I was a slow leveler back then. I had no idea what I was doing. When I reached like level 72, I kind of quit in frustration because I was leveling a fire mage, and it wasn't the proper way to level a mage back then. So I was dying a lot, and I think I was in Dragonblight at some point, and I just quit. And after a week or so, I started reading on the internet again, And I got some hints that I should play the Frost Mage instead. Mm-hmm. So I give it a try. And the first time I logged in, I had this Elite quest in Dragonblight. And I managed to solo it. So then I was very happy.
Yay!
And then
you're back.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So tell us, when did you first start trying the challenge tune? Like how long ago was that? Or has it just been something very recent for you?
In the Warlords, I don't exactly know. I think about two years ago, I was bored because mm-hmm. I didn't like the Garrison stuff and all that things. And I knew about the Iron Man. I tried it before when I don't think there was a site, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I saw the rules on some website. You had to roll with the dice for the race, and that were the original rules, if you remember. Mm-hmm. You didn't pick them up. You had to first roll for a class and then roll for a race. And I think I got a Goblin Shaman. It was at the beginning of Kata.
Yeah.
I think I've died before leaving the starting zone in some cave, and I gave up.
Okay, all right. So...
Since there was no tracking site, mm-hmm. It was not so interesting. So when I found this site and I saw that there are set rules and they can be tracked and there is a ladder, then I thought, let's give it a try again.
Yeah. Okay. So Bikini Babes, what your first max level iron, which is fantastic. How many... Can we ask how many times did it take you to...
Let me count.
He's got a record. I love it.
No, it's good. It's good.
So I started noting this after the fourth death.
Okay. Yep.
Because I thought that I would need to remember them because it started to increase too much. So this was the 14th character.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Wow, nice. Okay. And so, why did you decide that Bikini Babe was going to be naked? Like, no clothes, no pet, just you with the bow, that was going to be it. Like, compared to normal iron for Hunter, obviously, you know, you can have the white and the gray items, have a pet, but was it just more of a challenge to see if you could do it? Or...
So the first time when I the first five times that I see here I wasn't naked. Mm-hmm. I had the naked babe. It wasn't Bikini Babe, the mm-hmm. first naked character. And I think I've done it because I didn't want to. I don't think that gear matters too much for a hunter, so I didn't want to. Look for gear or have it in my head. So I also don't really like to go through the bags because I'm afraid I will drink a potion or something. I prefer to just be on my way. And this was the reason. I didn't care about gear because it doesn't matter. So.
Yeah, I think
you're pretty dead if it's a problem anyway. You don't have a pendant or something.
I think it just matters with your bow and pretty much that's it, right? And then besides that, your armor, I mean, you're not getting
any buffs. I suppose it takes that one less thing that you have to think about out of the equation. You're like, right, don't have to worry about gear, vendor it all, you know, just as long as I've got the weapon. So that makes it really interesting. Okay. So it's so intriguing. So then why did you decide not to worry about the pet as a hunter? Is it just, again, you just didn't want to have to worry about controlling, you know, something else, so you could just control just you yourself with the bow?
Can you please repeat?
No, this character had a pet, right?
All my characters had a pet, so...
Yeah.
Okay. So you did have the pet. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sorry. My mistake. I thought you said that you didn't.
I only play Beastmaster, so I...
Okay.
Oh, nice. On my main, I always play Beastmaster. I don't care about the other specs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, there is only one spec for a hunter. Beastmaster. Yeah. Nice. So, all right. So what type, like, when you go with your hunter then, what type of pet do you like to have? Do you go with, like, a cat or a turtle or a bear?
I use a turtle.
Turtle? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since around level 10 or so, or when I can... 13, I think it is. I don't know the taming. Mm-hmm. I just grab it and.
Okay. All right.
I keep cool. My first one also.
Yeah.
But I don't really use it. I used it on a quest in Azuna. I had to kill this name mob for a quest that was blocking the progression, and the turtle didn't do enough damage.
Okay.
So I use this my other pet, but apart from that, it's only the turtle.
Mm-hmm. All right. So at the moment, what challenge, like, what are you working on with the challenges? Are you doing another Iron Man or try the...
Currently, I'm in a wall break. So mm-hmm. I tried the pacifist.
Yes.
It was stab you not. It was called. It died. He died at level 39.
Oh.
I was in how's it called? That Terramore zone. Dust Swallow Marsh.
Yep.
Yes.
And yep. I was level 39, like one bar to 40, and I had one zone to explore, and my OCD wanted it, so it was unfortunately Alka's Island, and surrounded by some skull mobs, and I just was dismounted, and then I tried to run, but creature got me and one shot me.
Oh no.
And after that I said I need a break.
Oh, I think we fully understand that. I think that's, you know, sometimes having a break is definitely the best way to go. But commiserations. It's always rough when you when the deaths do happen. But 39, wow. Well done though. Good attempt. That was your first time doing a pacifist?
Yes.
Wow. Well done.
It wasn't very hard, I think. I had only a couple of moments, but the damage seems to be much lower now from the mobs to the character, because I'm not used to getting hit on a hunter, mm-hmm. but you can get a lot of hits in these low levels, so
yeah. Okay, so what has been your fondest challenge memory? Obviously 110 on Bikini Bay has to be up there, but have you got another one, you know, another fondest memory?
I don't know if I can call anything, because I leveled so many characters. I was kind of an alcoholic, so I knew the zones.
One of us.
Yeah, nothing new for me. Most of my characters died like over level 70.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about your leveling then. So what did you do with Bikini Babe? Like, what sort of route do you like to go when you are doing your irons?
So in this case, I took the route of the Calendora only. So mm-hmm. after Eversong Woods and Ghostlands, I went to Ashen Vale, then Stone Talon Mountains, Desolace, Feralas, Thousand Needles, Tanaris. In Tanaris, I only done some couple of quests because there's a blocking balloon quest, which I don't want to do because it's, I don't know, sometimes you die, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
I don't understand that quest.
Yeah.
It's pretty stupid. Then I went up to Fellwood, then Winter, Spring, mm-hmm. then Silithus, and then it's over. But in the past, after Ashen Vale, I would go to Stranglethor Vale, then teleport to Wester Plaguelands, then Easter Plaguelands, then take the rocket to the Badlands, and then I think Searing Gorge, and then Burning Steps, and then you take another rocket, I think, to Swamp of Sorrows, and then finally the Blasting Land. And I had more deaths in that area, and I decided to remain here in the last several characters.
Okay.
In the other zones, it's pretty straightforward because you start with Hellfire, Zangarmarsh, Terokar Forest, Nagrand, Bladed Mountains, and Outland is done. Mm-hmm. I don't need as a hunter to stay there past 70 because I don't have a problem with Northrend at 70. So I went to Howling Fjord, then Borean Tundra and Dragonblight. I was already, I think, here like 77 or something. Then some quests in Zaldrak and being 80 in Grizzly Hills. Then
nice.
Clear Sholazar passing for some experience. It's not much, but I think it gives you some 4,000 per quest or something. And then Storm Peaks, and it's strange that starting from Storm Peaks and Ice Crown, you get full credit for all the quests, even if you really overpower everything. So I stayed until level 85 here when the experience for the quest drops from 12,000 to 4,000. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to Mount Aijal, cleared that. I was a bit worried about the final quest when you had that raid or with the dudes, because I think I died there in Kata, but I think because I was here like level 86 or 87, I didn't have this problem.
Okay.
Then Vajir, where I was blocked by a quest, which there was a bug that you had to go through some door that was not opening. I tried all kind of advices from the internet, and the only one remaining was that you need to kill yourself. So, because they said that if you die and you can enter the okay, but I didn't want to do that. So, then Deepholm, which is also, I was a bit worried because I heard stories about dying when
you're
flying there.
Down.
Yeah.
It's also full of places where you can go. Accidental disengage and die, or then Aldum, or how it's pronounced, and finally Twilight Highlands, which again I didn't complete it because I think again there are some quests which I don't want to risk, and it's also one that I think it's undoable, the thing that eats you until you die or something. There is a quest you have to drop into a thing with tentacles and it will eventually kill you. So but anyway, I was level 90, so I moved to Jade Forest, then value of the four winds. Here is where there is this quest with a bird. You have to go on a bird and kill it. And again, the quest document that's posted on the web, on the forums, says that you will die, probably. Mm-hmm. So that's why I went through the frequently asked questions, and I thought that I can use the goblin glider kit. Because I wasn't aware, and I actually had died like two times in the past from falling, so I didn't want to risk it. And that's a blocking quest, so I did that, and then I was able to complete Valley of the Four Winds. Then I went to Cressorang Wilds. This time I was very, very careful around the alliance bases, mm-hmm. because my previous character died at what level? Let me check. It was pretty terrible. Uh, 91. I had one dying there. I didn't notice the some kind of sentinels or something that level 100. Mm-hmm. And I was shot. So after that, it was easy because I was started to overpower these zones, this mm-hmm. zone, and I've done Kunlai Summit, Townlong Steps, and Dread Wastes with all the dailies and so on, and I would go to the Valley of the Eternal Blossoms to do dailies. I think I left this zone at 98. Okay. I moved to Frostfire Reach, and here I almost died at 99. At the end of the zone, there are some quests, level 94, no problem. But I was killing mobs happily standing in some lava.
Oh, no.
And the screen started to flash, and I disengaged, and then I looked in the logs, and I was getting like 20% per tick, and I was at 4 ticks, so one more tick and I would have died. This was it's very easy, and there's no real danger for the mob, from the mobs. You don't pay attention to things like this, so, and you're not expecting them, because they're not in the game all over the place, so I had no idea that it wasn't really that obvious that the ground is. Then I got the zones in order, like Gorgon, Talador, Spires of Arak, which were there is a quest there where you need to use an elixir, I think. And I didn't risk it. Mm-hmm. No idea what will happen. So I had to stop there. Nagrand, I've done it all. Then I've done some Tanan jungle treasure hunting. I mean, until here, I've done a lot of treasure hunting. I try to gather them all. I think I got 200 in the end. I still had some of them that remained, and I didn't bother because they were giving like, I don't know, 1,000 XP when I was already in Legion, so I didn't bother to come back. I think at 101, I went first time to Azuna, and then I would come back and do dailies. Mm-hmm. I kept my garrison dailies for until level 108, I think. Mm-hmm. Those that give full experience. I actually remained with I don't know how many of them undone because I finished I reached max level. Azuna was very hard. I tried it first with a scout, and I've done the hardest thing for me in this challenge was to get the stupid flying on my main, because it's the Suramar questline is time gated, and it took me like 1 month to go to all the quests, because you have like 4 or 5 quests per day and a dungeon, and it was terrible. It never ends, and I could have gone to the Legion Zones before. I was also in a hurry a little, because my son was about to be born, and I wanted to finish before. And I was being stopped by flying. But with my scout, I jumped from Dalaran, and I went to see how it feels with the mobs there. And I was a little bit shocked to see that it takes me like 30 seconds to kill one, and you have to be very careful. And there is like the first quest, you have to kill 12 or 10 of 10 mobs, and then a name one, which is in an underground cave. And I think it took me like 5 minutes to kill it, because there are actually 2 mobs, and you have to kill them both. So, but that quest gives like 48,000 experience. So it's ridiculous. So. Yeah. After I got flying, I came, and I did that quest, but I was lucky that there was a 110 around, and he was he came at the last moment and finished it off. So, but I was there's no danger for a hunter anyway. It just sped things up a little. It's this tagging thing is pretty annoying. So you don't know what's happening when you try to kill something. That's why I was always checking the to see how I stay with the killing blows. I was never in any. Danger of not being in the range. Everything went well in Azuna until I got this quest. There is a quest called Fell Machinations. The density of mobs there is so high. You have to rescue some dudes from some prisons, fell prisons or something, and I just couldn't do it. Because I rescued 2 and you need to rescue 6, and the others are in some caves or in zones where they are completely surrounded by not normal mobs, but also more powerful mobs. Like, and I said I won't do it. I moved to Vashara, where again I did only. Some parts of it. High mountain again, I was blocked by or I didn't even want to try the I got to some another quest in some cave where I had to kill some big guy, and I didn't want to do it in a cave. Also in high mountain I had surprises with some mobs that ignore my pet and just
really
hit me very hard from afar. There are some drogbar something that will throw some fish at you, with which take like 15 I think percent of your life, so you have to kill them fast. And they were in a zone that was a bonus objective. And I said, okay, I will ignore this, because there was another type of that mob, and Drogbar some other type, and that one was even worse, because it does another spell that it hits you with 15%, but then it also gives you a dot for like 10%, and I almost died there. So then I And you cannot get close to them because they ignore also this minimum range. So they will just hit you. But in high mountain, I've done this. And in Stormheim, I barely done some quests because it's behind the scenario, which is pretty stupid because I think it's bugged or something. I tried it with my scout, and at the end, boss is surrounded by like six mobs, and there is a NPC that is supposed to help you, but he's not. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't kill with my scout because I didn't I didn't have enough power to kill all of them. I just feigned that and put my gear on and kill them easily because it seems it's designed to be overpowered with. Also, I didn't know it's allowed. I didn't do the class order quests because I didn't know it's allowed to do the artifact scenario. I just saw that in when I was level 108 and I read the frequently asked questions section. I saw that you must unequip the artifact immediately or something. I tried it with my scout and I did it. I don't know how hard it is because I wasn't hit by any lightning bolts, or I don't know if it's instant death, or I didn't try to check. But it was pretty easy when I did it, so.
Okay.
So I was left to do the dailies from the garrison, and also I've done some grinding around the hunter base in High Mountain because all the mobs there are yellow. Okay. So you just kill some things that don't hit back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So where did you end up dinging 110?
Right there in High Mountain.
Okay. Yep.
I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Really interesting to see, you know, like the path that you've taken. So thank you for all that information because I'm like, oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Legion
info.
Zones to me is just a complete blank. So. Hearing somebody else going through it and saying where they had the block, that's actually it's really good information, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There are some really hard quests there because you have to be very, very careful. It's very, very exciting on but it's also very, very annoying because you just don't have the gear to until then it's pretty manageable, I think. So, but the Legion zones are terrible.
Mm. All right. So
you cannot just listen to some YouTube stuff or while playing. You have to be careful.
Be careful. Yes. Pay attention. Is always good. All right. So tell us you've obviously had some close calls with Bikini Babe, but you've lost, you know, this, she was your 14th toon, you know, that you had said earlier to make it to the max level. It took you 14, which is amazing because I have lost count on mine. Anyway. So what's been your worst death, like over the time of playing a challenge tune, what's the one death that like it just sticks in your brain that you're like, this is the worst death I've ever had for a challenge tune?
I think this is easy because I wasn't killed by any mobs. I was killed by my interface. I was using an add-on called LFUI, and I was at level 82 in Vajir, and there is this shark quest. You have to harpoon it, and then it grabs you in its mouth, and a button should appear, a special button, and you have to press that. But that button never appeared. And I didn't know what to do. It was 5 in the morning. I was half asleep. I just didn't think fast enough to just disable the add-ons. And I tried to log out and see if I log in, what happens. And I was dead. So.
No.
So after that, of course, I uninstalled that add-on. So it,
wow, yeah, that's wow. Mm-hmm.
That was my third character. So
oh boy, that's that's a rough death. Okay, so what zone do you think has been the most unfriendly, or is there a zone that when you look at the game, you just go, I will never go to that zone because it is just too intense for a challenge zone?
So I think apart from the Legion zones, all the zones are manageable, but some of them are. So I would be very careful in the zones that have falling places. And mm-hmm. That one would be, for example, Stone Talon Mountains. Mm-hmm. There is a village where you have to take an elevator, and there are a lot of quests on the ledge that leads to the elevator.
Yes.
And, if you, I actually moved my disengage button away, so, because I had a death once. I don't know what level. It was level 49. I think I was in the Searing Gorge. There is this thing called Iron Summit or something where you get some quests. And recently I put my disengage on the mouse button. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, when I clicked on the quest, dude, I might have inadvertently pressed the disengage button, and I went directly in that big big hole. So,
wow.
So after that, of course, I removed the disengage from my mouse, and every time I went there, I was also moving. I was removing the key bindings from it because I don't want to do that again. So,
no.
But I need those quests, so I cannot avoid these high places. Mm. But it's.
Wow, I think we all can feel your pain on that to some degree. That's definitely it. All right. Okay. So last thing we want to know is, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune?
Be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be patient. If you try it for the first time, maybe you pick the hunter because it's the easiest, so mm-hmm. it doesn't make sense to start with a warrior, I suppose. Even if you're good at warrior as a main character, it doesn't matter because this is another type of game, so it doesn't the rules from the normal game don't apply for nice. This.
Okay.
Also, you might choose some night elf if you care about survival because you have mm-hmm. Shadowmail. I only play yeah. Blood Hunter females. I like the zones, so.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever run into Lurzon and Knuckle-Rot in Ghostlands? Or do you generally just completely avoid them? But would you ever go back and kill them?
I actually killed them.
What?
I killed them, but once I tried them at level 17, and that was one of my deaths. For some reason, but if I'm like 24 or so, I can try to kite them around. If
Okay.
If there are no other mobs. So if I clear the zone first, it's possible to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you have scattershot and...
Okay.
Very interesting. Okay,
I avoided them for like my first several tunes, but I don't feel very... I think my OCD don't want me to leave untouched quest. So it's very hard for me to leave that zone without cleaning everything.
Yes, I think there's a few of us that would understand that. So definitely. All right. Well, thank you for all that very helpful information. I think you've given me lots of things to think about. And thank you for just sharing about your journey, which has been amazing. And again, congratulations on Bikini Babe, 110 iron. Like, that is, wow, that is fantastic. So, yay!
Thank you.
Very, very, yeah, big congrats. Okay, all right. So let's go on to our weeks in WoW. So you said you were having a break, Masadi, from doing the challenge tunes. Are you still playing WoW or just having a break from WoW completely?
Having a break, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I played some other games. I played Borderlands 2, Max Payne 1 and 2. I have a lot of games in my Steam library, which I bought when they were on sale, like, since 5 years or so ago, like 100 games, and I still haven't touched them. So,
yeah, I think I've got 10, and I don't think I've touched.
See,
one of
that
them.
When these things, but when they come up on sale, and then I'm like, oh, I want to buy it, but then I know I won't have time to play them, and they'll be sitting there doing nothing.
But they are so cheap, so you have.
I know.
It's like it's on sale. I save. You just go, I save all this money, so I better buy it. And then you don't play it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, you know, you say, hey, my mum always says, it does not matter how much you spend, it's how much you save. So that's my philosophy. I'm going with that. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. So at least you've had some time to sit down with some Steam stuff, which is awesome. And how's Bobby? Obviously, you said, you know, Bobby's how old now?
Bobby.
Bobby, baby.
Yeah, he's 7 weeks and 2 days.
Oh, my goodness. Brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Oh, congratulations on that.
Thank you. He's growing fast. He's growing fast, though.
Yeah.
And how's mom doing? Obviously, that's probably the most important thing. Mom's doing well?
She's okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good.
We had some moments, but now it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, hugs to you both and to Bobby, that's for certain. So thank you for that. Okay. Well, okay. Stone. What have you been doing? Nothing.
No Iron Man stuff. No iron stuff.
That's okay. I didn't do any last week, so you're allowed this week.
I wanted to catch up on my Argus stuff, so I started playing that, and then I got involved with Diablo 3 doing the Necromancer class, because I used to play it back in Diablo 2, so when they did it back in, I didn't buy it right away until today or yesterday, and then I bought it, and then I've just been playing that. I got some coding done for the Bloodthirsty stuff, and then I'm really wrapping my head around the changes that are going to come and what pages we need, because we need a page that's going to show what quests you're allowed to do, right, and which ones you're not allowed to do, so we have to be fairly specific. Because I'm sure there's going to be some folks be like, well, you didn't say, and all this, and yeah. So, the other reason why I haven't played in Iron is that I got a new G13 game board thingy. So yes. I'll show it if you don't know
what this is.
Which
looks so cool!
Wow, my chips are making sounds. So this, so I got this, and I don't trust myself to play a Iron yet. So I'm just getting used to playing my other WoW characters. I would not play an Iron yet. I'm not comfortable enough that if I got into trouble, would I be able to feign death? You know, all that kind of stuff, right? I'm not ready for it yet. So I think it'll be another week or so, maybe two. It just depends on how often I play and all that stuff. So, I think the G13 is pretty much the main reason why I didn't play this week, because there's been a couple times where I could have, and I'm like, no, because the character's going to die. So I'm going to do something dumb with it. It's like, oh, no, I was pushing this key. Like, no, I didn't. I pushed the wrong key because it's on the game board. So that was pretty much my week, is just messing around. So
okay,
I'm waiting to make an announcement, but they're not saying that I'm allowed to make an announcement yet. I know. Anyways, what did you do this week, Lita?
I did play some Bloodthirsties this week, which was good. I didn't have a lot of time to do as many challenge tunes as I wanted because work. But I did get on my warrior, my human warrior, and I got her from 46 to 47. I tell you, without the rest, this is a lot of killing. That's a lot of killing for one level. So I ended up going back to Badlands because I'm running around Searing Gorge and I'm like, there's no res up, or someone's stealing my res. So I went back to Badlands and I think I picked up about 6 res in Badlands. And then I came back to Searing Gorge and I picked up another 3. So that helped. But I also did they're not the Twilight Cultists, but they're like the humanoids over when you're coming down from Thorium Point. And you go to the right and there's a cave and there's like this Scorped rare that's in there. But if you really, you know, the cave's not too bad. There's a lot of humanoids in that cave and up on top of sort of the mountain there in Searing Gorge. I just grind through them once I, you know, found that I couldn't get any more rares and hit 47. So I'm like, highest level Bloodthirsty ever that I've done. So I was really quite happy. I mean, it's
on the warrior. On the warrior.
I'm going on the warrior. I know.
Yeah. No way, man. No way.
I wanted to play her again last night, but I didn't, you know, like Argus has this hook that you get to Argus and it kind of, the tendrils just kind of seep in and they kind of keep you there. So by the time I was like, I need to go to bed. Oh, damn it. I didn't get to play my Bloodthirsty again tonight. Oh, well, I did stuff in August. So, you know, so that was good. I was happy I got a level on her and it was nice because there was a bit of rested, obviously not a huge amount, but it was like, hey, you know, rested XP is lovely. Yeah. So that was good. I did play my little gnome monk. And so she was over in Loch Modan and I ran around and got the rares over there and then just ground through the trogs and the ogres. So that wasn't too bad. I decided I would just keep her in Loch Modan and not do what I did on my warlock. Oh, I ended up deleting my warlock that I killed the week before because she had some auctions. So I was waiting for the auctions to finish. Okay. So I did delete her. But yeah, I was like, yeah, we're not going to go to wetlands on the monk yet. We're not going to go to that little area as you run up through the mountains to get to wetlands. And that's where I died last time. So I'm like, no, I'm just going to keep her in Loch Modan and get her to at least 20. And then, you know, we'll see how we go. Maybe I can get another level and then I'll head to wetlands. So, but the monk was good. I did go up the spider, Scorped. No, what's the one that's in that cave?
It's a spider
that I didn't know. The spider.
It's the one beside the note number 3.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's a spider.
So I went up there and I was like, is that spider? Yay. It's up. And I was like, this I'm taking out for all the times you've killed. I think it's killed 2 Bloodthirsties. I was like, you're going down. And yeah, like pretty much they just hit like did the blackout or whatever it is, the round kick one, and then hit the other one that pretty much like just killed it. I was like, take that, take that. So yeah, so that was kind of satisfying because I pretty much like two shot it. I was like, yeah, take that, you rotten little spider. So that was good. And then I popped over to Nisi's realm and jumped on my little Draenei Pally, and I got the Pally from 10 to 11. It was really, it was a bit of a push. There was on Blood Mist. I don't know. The Pallys just, there's, most of them aren't instant. So you've got to wait, you know, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 8 seconds, whatever it is. So okay. I'm just like killing these blood elves that are just down from the
main town.
What is it? Blood Watch or whatever it is. Yeah. And they were orange, like yellow to orange. And it was a little bit, I probably shouldn't have been there. Should have probably gone over to like the fur bogs or whatever. But there was no rares. I couldn't find any rares. So I just killed, and I'm like going, come on, can I just have some instant hits, please? I'm like, can you please give me some instant stuff? I just want to kill stuff, not wait.
I think a couple years ago when we were doing a Bloodthirsty stream with Control Out WoW, I rolled a druid, and then I brought the druid over to Blood Mist Isle, and it drove me crazy because I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So,
and that might be the thing. Maybe I'm just like, because I thought I just,
you're saying try prot, so maybe you should try prot, maybe.
Yeah, I might try that. So
if you're level 11,
it's just like, so anyway, it's not that I'm not a fan of Blood Mist Isle. I've when I've quested as an Iron, as a normal Toon, there's heaps of quests and it's really good. But as a Bloodthirsty, I don't know, it's just finding it not very interesting. I'm just like, I could go kill these things, or I could go kill these things.
Maybe you're getting over your Bloodthirsty love.
No. It's just, I think I just want to go to Loch Modan.
So why don't, you could take her to Loch Modan. You just got to be careful about it, right?
Yeah. So I don't know.
You're Draenei, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, you could go there.
Yeah, I could go to Loch Modan. So I'll see. But I mean, I was happy at least to sit down and get a little bit done. So that was good. So, didn't kill anyone this week. Yay!
Awesome.
That was good, yeah.
Mosari, you said that you had leveled up a pacifist up to 39. Have you ever thought about doing Bloodthirsty?
I think I've done a Bloodthirsty once in the beginning. And I stopped at around level 15 or so. I didn't die, but I decided that I don't have enough time.
Okay.
And I just deleted it. I was also a hunter, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just curious because usually those two are not for everyone. But because you've done one, I figured, well, if you do one, you have the patience to do the other, right?
Currently, it is available to, it is allowed to use green also.
Yes.
I will try because then it goes faster. So, if you're allowed to have green.
So, Kavara says, not sure if doing the Bloodthirsty is a challenge or a punishment. I would have to say punishment. I would agree with Karg. It's a punishment.
But I think it's mandatory if you want to save time to use the rest experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but otherwise, you blow through it so fast, though. Like
you do.
Gone within minutes.
It chews through. But, you know, I mean, rares, if you can find a really good path with rares, and obviously they're up when you play, you know, if you're playing on prime time for your zone, it does make, you know, it's going to make it a bit harder, but it's nice when I play on a US server and it's like no one's around. Like, the rounds are all mine. Thank you very much. So,
I think the rares only gives much more experience until a certain level. After that, it's not so different than.
Yeah.
So in Warlords and Legion, I don't think they are giving a lot more experience like they are doing in the pre-60.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of killing, that's for certain. But, yeah. Anyway, it's nice. I find, like, for me, as I've said before, once I get into that zone of just my path and killing, and probably Nisi would say, you know, a similar, when you're in that zone, you know, you can just be a ding, wow, okay, wow, that level went quite well. But there are times when you're kind of like, is this all I've done? I've killed like 50 million mobs and I've only put on 3 bars. Like, really?
Yeah, I mean the warrior just, it's not happening, man. Okay, anyways, I can go on about it. Let's let's move on. Okay. Yeah. News? Do you want to do news? Yeah? Okay, all right. Yeah. Let's do news.
Coffee is my blood.
That's not news.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, so that's news. Okay, so Pirates Day is coming up September 19th to the 20th. There's nothing major for us. It's just a day where it's pretty safe to go in there. I'm pretty sure that they're going to add another pet. I'm not sure. In Booty Bay, yep. There's also Brewfest is coming up September 20th to October the 6th. Questing and dailies are all allowed. Loot. Okay. So loot and gear, usually before, it used to be all white, right? And the white gear was fine. So you could go turn in Brewfest tokens and get white gear to make your character look a certain way. That white gear is still okay, but be careful because if it's white right now, it might get turned green if it's not already green. And you will get flagged. So I think the rule of thumb right now is that if you have gear on that might get turned green before a major patch, when you get to that patch, take off all your gear and log out. And then when you log back in, you can go check your gear to see if it's turned green or not. Dire Brew is a dungeon, so you're not allowed to do that. And there's a buff called the Brewfest Enthusiast, where it gets applied to you once every 12 hours if you're in the zones. It's an XP buff, so it is not allowed. If you are in the zone when it gets applied, please right-click it off. Roguester is going to be updating our guide, thankfully. Thank you. So, again, it's taking... It's taking stuff away so I don't have to worry about it, and other people can do it better. Okay, that's a big thing too. Other people can do it better. And yes, Stone safety tip, take off all your clothes.
Thanks, Kavara.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm looking forward to, you know, I mean, it doesn't, anyways, okay. And actually, we would put it up as soon as we can. It's just Wowhead generally puts it up like the day before or like that day. So we have to wait because that's generally where we get our information from. So we have an issue called character is under level 10. So basically, you'll go hit refresh on your character or go to add your character, and it will come back and say that your character is under level 10 when it is clearly not. Basically, what's happening is that on the Blizzard side, it finds your character, but the information is completely empty. So it returns nothing. It says, hey, yes, we've got your character. Now here's nothing. And so our site's like, okay, great, it worked. Now let's go look at the information, and oh, your level is nothing, so your nothing is lower than 10. So it will say, yes, your character is lower than 10. And it's only for particular tunes, and it's not just us. So it's been happening with, I was talking with the fellow that runs Raid Bots. He was saying that he was seeing a lot of these problems too. The one bug post I did for Brittle Rises. Whoa, dude. It's okay. So the one bug post I did for Brittle Rises, it's actually been fixed. I don't know if Blizzard fixed it because they didn't reply, but it got fixed for him. If you see this issue, let me know and we can put a bug post in the Blizzard API bug forums, because this is an API thing. This is not a Armory thing, because those are two different pieces of information. Plants vs. Zombies. So this apparently is fixed by typing in /console /CVARS. We'll put this in the notes too. _reset. And Rogster found that by looking it up in the forums, I believe in the forums. So this apparently fixed it for him. So because there was a issue with moving the or putting a plant down, and that's a quest that a lot of us use. And boat issues. There's been many boat issues with people DCing while being on the boat. And you would go log in and find yourself at a graveyard. So you immediately freak out because you're like, oh, did I die? Right? And apparently nobody has died yet. It just, when it despawns you from the boat and you log back in, it'll put you into Stone Talon Mountains like it did for that bug way back in the day. Remember there was some bug in Burning Crusade? I think where everybody was on the ship and then the ship actually went into the zone and everyone's like, what the heck? And there's screenshots all over the place. But from what we understood, this also could be a result of an add-on. So people have said that I've had a problem with this, but then when they remove all their add-ons or turn them off, everything's fine. It's hit or miss. So you never know. I would say if you're going to go on a boat, just to be cautious, turn off your add-ons. I mean, nobody has fell off the boat yet or fell off the Zeppelin. So I know Five Iron almost died to it, I think.
Okay.
I don't think he died, but anyways. Uh-huh. So yeah, those are all that's the news. That's the stuff and the things. Yes.
The last bit.
Yes. Okay. You want me? Okay. So if you are on the boat and you DC and you die, it will count as your tune dying. Like, we have no way to tell.
So you've not physically died, but the game is registering.
If the game registers, if it does, because no. I'm just saying, if it does. So far, it has not. Mm-hmm. But if it does, then that will count as a death. So just be cautious.
Okay.
I know that Awesome Trousers got DC'd. No, not DC'd. He was flying through a zone, right? On a flight path. I know flight paths are different from boats, but he went into a zone and it gave him an instance not found and it took him off the bird and he fell and he died. That's how it is. So Rogster did type it into chat, and we will put this into we'll put it into the show notes too, so you can see it on the website of how to reset your graphic problems with Plants vs. Zombies. It's /console.
Thanks.
CVAR reset. Yep. Yeah. So that's excellent. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yep.
All righty. Well, how about we go on to State of the Challenges? So. Yes. Masadi, can I get you to do the irons for us this week, please?
Okay, so we have 5 Alden at 72 rest in peace. Balipalip, 72. Kinlays or Kinlays, 76. Rosite or Rosaite, 77. Dead. Miss Her, 77. Xaya Warrior, 81. Just Ash, 82. Ironside, Ironicide, 86. Brittle Rises, 90. And Out Rockster, 108.
Wow!
So it seems that we will have another rogue soon.
Soon. Looks like it.
Hopefully.
We lost a couple this week. Look at Rogue Star, Ash, and Zion Brittle. Wow, you guys doing fantastic. All right, let's have a look at the bloods. Ready? Ready to count, everybody? Let's get our fingers ready. So we've got Soul Stoned at 54, as well as Soulful Paw. This isn't Nisi. Shinny. Okay. Hit 54. Congratulations. And then another soul hit 54. Soul Shot hit 57. Soul Shield hit 61. Well done, Nisi. Five Twist hit 63. Genetics hit 73. Bloody Buzz hit 74. And Tire Iron hit 83. Well done, guys. All right, Masadi, can you do the pacifist for me, please?
Pacifist. Whoopsie Daisy 33. Oh. Red Damis 36. Gentle Soul 45. Passive One 47. Five Kermagnon 49. Sneaky Boss 55. Harmless 69. Hurry Up 70. Snuffle Tips 90. Ferillian 99. Ooh, 99.
Nice. 99. Fair. Good job.
Whoa. I know.
Excellent. Very exciting.
I can't even get up to nine. I mean, I can't even get to one. Yeah.
Well done. Well done, everyone. Whoopsie Daisy. Don't we just have the best names?
Yes.
Whoopsie Daisy.
Get it, Daisy.
Snuffle Tips. Yes, Hurry Daisy. Up. Yeah. Awesome names, guys. Awesome names. All right.
So this week the tins was very light, which is the first time since we've started to track it. So we start off with Neonette at level 10. Iron Rep at level 16, Iron Pepper at level 21, Iron Bull 23, Tin Mand level 35, Uranusaur level 37. I love that name. That's awesome. Because, you know, I'm 12 years old. It's okay. Puritan. Level 38, Sixes four is level 40, Skella level 57. Lucy Lynn is gone missing at level 61, and I don't know if she deleted the character or if it's an armory thing. So, okay. Uranusaur. Yes. And there's no speed yet. There's nothing wrong with saying anus. It's a part of the body. Just saying. Uranusaur. Is Uranusaur? So, yep, we're going there. So, speed to 60. There's no changes.
I have no words.
Sorry.
Yep.
Just
everybody,
think,
if you've got Lita, any complaints, you can send them to stone.
Just wait till BlizzCon.
Challenges.com. There we go.
Just wait all until right. BlizzCon. Wait until BlizzCon. That's why I'm like, how is this even going to happen? This is wrong decisions were made. Okay.
All right. Do you want to do the bumper?
Sure. I'll do the bumper. Uranus.
Puppy is my blood.
This just in. Okay. It's chit chat.
Okay.
Stone. Okay. This is where you can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, and, about potential disastrous, tricky things inside the game, which is always good. So the first one. Oh, we've got something exciting from Five Iron. Here we go. Five Iron from Discord says, did you hear about the vegetable snob? He was a real connoisseur.
Nope. No.
Yeah, I like that. Double thumbs up. Get Five Iron. I like that. Five. Good job. Good job right there. Okay. So next one. What have we got? Masadi, can you do that one for us, please?
So Estropiclops from Discord. Quick question for the Iron Man. Can you buy and sell stuff on the auction house? Yes, you can. If you have, from whom? Because, for example, I played on a server which doesn't have many Ironmans, I suppose. So it's not like the established one. Once, what about quests that give you buffs? Is that all right? You have to right click on the buffs and remove it if you get a buff. My parents are in this challenge as well. They would like to know if we can do the Dark Moon Fair. Yes, you can, but you can also die.
Yes.
There.
If you're doing a pacifist challenge, don't do the Knoll whacking one, because that will count as a kill. So,
I remember doing that cannon stuff back in Cataclysm, and I died. I don't know if it still happens.
It can misfire. Yep, definitely. So be careful.
I haven't died off that. I recently tried to do Dark Moon Fair, and my character would get inside the cannon. It would shoot, but I'd fall down, so I wouldn't actually get shot out. I'd fall out of the cannon, and I couldn't get out of the launching thing. So
I fell into a tree one time. Ooh. That was
nice. Yeah.
And I also fell on my priest, I think it was. I completely just got shot straight up in the air. And as I'm falling, and you know where you just have that moment of, priests have got something that would splat, and you're like, help. Levitate. Oh yeah, there it is, right in front of my face. Excellent. Thanks for that. So yes, but be very careful. And what I took from that is, awesome parents if they're doing the challenge.
Yes.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know how they're going. Intrigued. Very intrigued.
Astrophic.
Okay. Now, the whole tricks. The whole tricks from Discord. Anyway. Boat problems that occur after a patch. Twice now I've had a DC while taking the boat from Stormwind to Borean Tundra. Nearly had a heart attack both times, but when I log back in, it's fine and I'm in Northrend. Aqueous said Agusis. Had same
Agusis, that's a G. It's just because there's the underline.
Oh, there. Okay. So, it looks like a Q. It looks like Agusis. Yeah. Agusis. Sorry, Agusis. They said I had same problem when I went from Stormwind to Borean Tundra. First time, we dropped in sea. Good that I was mounted. Cannon time, get to safe place. Other time, teleported to Alterac Valley?
What?
What? After that, I just turn off all add-ons and then I safely get to Borean.
Wow.
Alterac Valley?
Probably over to the zone. What's the zone called? The Highlands? Yeah. Or no, not the Highlands. The other one.
Hinterlands.
No, Hinterlands is too. No, Arathi Highlands, right?
No? Arathi. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's interesting. All right. Well, again, everyone, just be very careful. Yes. Very careful. All right. Masati, last one from Discord, please.
So, Mystical is asking, have any Iron Man characters beaten the bosses at the Brawlers Guild? I don't think so.
Nobody's tried. Oh. No, because you're asking for a death, pretty much. Mm. Because the crowd could also turn and attack you too, right? Like one mob can go and attack you. So it's just why risk it? We don't track it. I don't know if you'd actually get XP. I don't think you get XP from it. I mean, isn't it max level anyways? So yeah, why? I mean, yeah, you're asking to kill your iron off. I mean, if you really want to try, you know, it won't register until next expansion. But
I was going to say, if you really want to try, you report back to us. Let us know how you go.
Yeah.
Good luck. I think I'd rather poke my eye out with a steely knife, but, you know, that's just me. So, anyway. Yeah. Granagus asked in the chat room just before, Masati, you're EU? You play EU, yes?
Yes.
Yep, there you go. Cool. All right. Awesome. Anything else from the chat room? Stone?
Well, Granagus says you can use add-on control panel, which I used to use, to save a set of add-ons that you run. That way you can just click on turn off all add-ons and then load the set again. Very handy for that issue, yeah. I used to run it until Blizzard added in their own thing, and then what I used it for, I don't need to use it anymore. So, but I can see absolutely that's probably a good thing to use. Mm. Nisi said 5 iron said he died in Discord because he didn't see a fatigue bar. Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't because of the boat. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So, wow, show notes, where are they? They're there. Okay, so we're going to go Azzy's pun. This is from last week. He sent me two more, and I'm going to keep them for the next two weeks because I did kind of like this one. Okay, so 500 is saying it was after a boat glitch, then no fatigue bar. Great. So, man.
Okay.
Okay, so Azzy's pun. Did you hear about the guy who got hit in the head with a can of soda? He was lucky it was a soft drink. Now,
Azzy.
We call it pop up here.
Yeah, we call it soft drink.
Okay. We call it pop up here. Not soda and not soft drink.
That's an Aussie joke. It's all right.
A everywhere else joke, except for us. Okay. Thank you, Azzy. So he sent me two more that I think were pretty good that I want to wait until the next 2 weeks because they're pretty good.
Timer says so he got popped in the head.
Oh, there we go. Oh, the Midwest U.S. calls it pop too. Yes, 5 iron. It's a high five.
Okay.
So the Midwest U.S. is the same as Toronto and Ontario. Okay. Well, Southern Ontario, because Northern Ontario, I don't know, man. Down south in the States, everything is a Coke. Then you specify which one, like Mountain Dew. So do you want a Coke? Yeah. Okay, so like which one? I want Mountain Dew Coke. Wow, my AC's on. I'm gonna leave it on, and we'll just I'll take it out during the thing. Okay, so let's do this really quickly before my wife gets mad at me because the AC's on. They're gonna freeze in the basement. Okay, so thank you to our patrons
to our pates
to our supporters. because it's not just that. It's Patreon and Twitch now.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a new person to support us this week. It was Frazly Spark Span. I wanted to properly enunciate it. So he also has a podcast that he does called Frazzlecast, FrazzlCast, which I believe he does a lot of Blizzard overall, not just WoW. So it's pretty cool. So thank you to everybody that supports us at the $5 level and higher. This is your time to shine. So we got Azylin, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Grand Nagus, Ilycdr. I'm gonna keep screwing up his name every time, and he's gonna hate me. Listen, never died, Saya, and lead. I mean, Anonymous. So thank you all very much. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And girls. Thank you, everyone. We do appreciate it.
Before I do the next part, I just want to say I've reached out to a couple folks about coming on the show because we'd like to hear your side of things and stuff like that and hear how you've leveled up and hear how you played the characters.
Hear your story.
And it's like, you know, it's totally cool if you feel shy, but come on. It's okay. We don't
come
bite.
Say hi.
Come on come and say hi. Say you can come hi. On for like 10 minutes and then leave if you really want. It's okay. So our next show is Saturday, September the 23rd, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which is Sunday, September 24th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time, which is 2 a.m. Mozadi Time, which right now for him it is 3:30 in the morning. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Zortz will be joining us next week. Mozadi, thank you very much. And please go to sleep, please. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
So you can be me on the forums if you have any questions about the...
Excellent.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you again so much. We really appreciated it. All right.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's been a treasure trove of information today. So you've given... I think definitely Stone and myself lots to think about, and hopefully everyone else out there lots to think about. So we appreciate that. Okay, now where you can find stuff, people, this is where it is. So wowchallenges.com is the website. You can send us an email, or if you want to get in contact with Mozadi, you can certainly email us and we will pass it on. podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can tweet us on the tweeters, which is @WoWChallenges, as well as we have a Discord server. So come say hi, discord.wowchallenges.com. We have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WoWChallenges, as well as you can check out all the shows and all the fun stuff we do over on youtube.com/WoWChallenges1. Don't forget, we go live every Saturday night or Sunday morning for me on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter @stonegrasp, like I'm grasping your one stone, two stones, grasping your stones, as well as the Adventures of Nazaroth podcast. Where can we find you, Lita?
You can find me on Twitter @LitaWow, which is LEETAWOW, as well as Talking to Stone. Here, there, and everywhere, pretty much. Other than that, as always, we want to say thanks to Mark Conan for his awesome intro, because we really appreciate what he did, and we love it very much. So check him out on Twitter @MarkConanWow, and you can find him as part of the Torrent Think Tank crew with Jules. Other than that, good luck everyone this week with your challenge turns. Be careful if you're on a boat.
if I'm on a boat. Oh my god. Okay, save that for after.
Yeah, on a zap, on a flight path, just be very, very careful. Commiserations, of course, to everyone we lost this week, and I hope everyone has a really good week. Thank you again, Masadi. We really appreciate 3:30 in the morning and you're still here. Again, good luck with Bobby, and say thank you to your wife for allowing you to come be with us at these crazy times, and good luck with all your WoW challenges. Other than that,
thank you and have a nice weekend.
Thank you. And Stone, okay. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye!
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.